WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential campaign coming down to the final push across a handful of states on this election eve. Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be there in Michigan and in North Carolina. 30,000 households and businesses without power in Oklahoma following a string of tornadoes near Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt on tomorrow's voting.
Tuesday for the polling stations, we're prioritizing making sure those are all up. We'll advise the public if there's any issue there with the polling stations and kind of reroute people if we need to, if that comes.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. The King and Queen of Spain, as well as the Prime Minister, all pelted with mud when they tried to visit the hard-hit Valencia region. That area of southeast Spain hit with deadly flooding last week. People accused the government of not doing enough. The great Quincy Jones, who produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and hundreds of other hits, has died. He was 91. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Tomorrow is Election Day and polls open at 7 a.m. When you go to the polls, expect to see federal observers in several locations. They'll be in Milwaukee, Wausau, the town of Lawrence, and Thornapple in Rusk counties. DOJ sued both of those towns over allegations of failing to provide voting machines accessible to people with disabilities. However, many people will not be going to the polls on Election Day because they've already turned in their ballot. Megan Wolf, the state elections administrator, says more than 800,000 voters have voted either absentee or in-person early voting. If you haven't turned in your absentee ballot just yet, you do not want to do that by the mail. Bring it to the clerk's office either today or tomorrow. It'll be a life sentence in prison for a Janesville man who fatally shot his ex-girlfriend when she told him she was pregnant. Rock County Judge Jeffrey Kuchlick accepted a guilty plea from 23-year-old Logan Barclay on Friday. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 65 with wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Rain tonight, quarter to a half inch possible, low of 54. Tomorrow, more scattered showers with a high of 63. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
99.7.
Ein Punker unterwegs in der großen Stadt. Es war in Wien, war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, denn er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär. Er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Du bist und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up. Oh,
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. 7:07 on Monday morning. It is actually light outside. It's kind of nice to look out and see that. Coming up next, Emily and I are going to talk about everything that happened over the weekend. Some things going on this week. Here is Santana on Max FM.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words and melt everyone. But you stay so cool. My Mojito. My Spanish Harlem.
Maximum Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:11 on Monday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast for today. We do have a chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high of 66. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue. Patchy fog developing with a low of 55. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog, shower and thunderstorm chances with a high of 62. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 54. Looking at a Thursday, sunny with a high of 57, as well as Friday on the weekend. Already looking ahead to that because, you know, it's Monday. We already start thinking about the weekend. We're looking at shower chances on Saturday and on Sunday. So we'll keep an eye on that. A little too early to tell that for certain. Currently 60 degrees outside for November. Not too bad, right, Emily?
All right, Dave. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. How about yourself?
Doing great. Yeah, it's a pretty much like every morning is out early with my puppy. And it's actually kind of nice out. Like I keep kind of suiting up to be out and be ready to, you know, freeze in the morning, essentially walk outside with boots or whatever. And every morning I go out and I'm like, oh, it's still kind of warm. So I'll take it. You know, it's the puppy likes it. I like it. It wakes you up, but not in a way that's, you know, bitter cold, which we know is coming. So, yeah, I'm doing good. Happy Monday to all of you out there that are listening. Happy Monday to you, Dave. Take a breath. I know you work super hard. So everybody, a little cheer here on the side for my co-host, Dave, because he works really, really hard. And
well,
we appreciate
thank you.
Yeah. And all of you listeners out there, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. It was nice to have a rainy day yesterday. I got a lot done inside, which is always kind of a relief. So, yeah.
You know, it was a rainy day yesterday. And it's funny you mentioned letting the dog out. Dog is still adjusting to the time change. So we went out there about 3 o'clock in the morning. I didn't put my glasses on. So that was a great move on my part. But didn't need a coat either. So, you know, not bad. I wish I was as productive as you were with our rainy day yesterday. But watch football, it's racing, okay, and other stuff. And was training a new employee last night. So that was fun as well.
Again,
so,
with the working.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll be a good thing. So we have some exciting things happening, of course. So we're excited about that. And we do want to let everyone know that Tumble Rock Brewery and Kitchen is closed. They had a small fire yesterday morning early, and they have already begun the restoration process. They had some minor damage to the facility as well. We have reached out to them to see if there's anything they need or anything along those lines that we need to pass along to our listeners. Understandably, we've not heard back from them yet, but we did want to let everyone know that Tumble Rock Brewery and Kitchen is closed due to a small fire that occurred over the weekend. Restoration has already begun. They said this won't take long and they hope to be open soon. So we're definitely thinking about them and all the people that work there, because never a good thing at all. It's a great place to go to.
It's such a great place too. I have a dear friend who works there, and yeah, I'm sure they're scrambling right now. And having spent quite a few years in the restaurant industry, I know that it's a talk about hard work. I mean, that every minute you're on, and every minute you have to be ready for something to change, or a busier night or slower night. And then, you know, you got complaining, you know, people because they want to make more money. You know, it's just a lot. So I just feel for them. We're thinking about you, Tumbled Rock Brewery. I really, really like that place. That was one of the first places that I kind of felt like super comfy in the community there to go and kind of know that I would recognize people. So I just, yeah. So good luck out there. Take a breath as well. And I'm just glad to hear that everyone's safe. It's just a matter of, you know, getting the work out and getting everything back open. So good luck out there, you guys, Tumbled Rock.
Yeah, we usually go there. That's one of the places that we frequent when we have some work meetings and things like that. Corey and I and Maddie and Wendy were just there last week, as a matter of fact. And Corey ordered the meat platter, and let me tell you, that looked delicious. So a lot
like
of good food there. And
is it like your smoker picture where it's just like a giant thing of meat, like kind of like caveman style?
Yep.
Did you want some carnivorous food? Like, here you go. Just a whole plate full of meat. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to do that. I mean, everybody's got different dietary things and different, you know, things that they love and don't love or whatever. But if you are, I'm not a huge meat eater, but I do like to dabble because, you know, it's just what you need, right? Sometimes everybody's body tells them what they need, and whatever works for people is great. But every now and again, yeah, it's nice to just go for it. Like my family likes to eat ribs a lot. So we tend to, that's our kind of meat platter night, is when we just have a whole bunch of ribs, which, by the by, I know you like to do smoking, but we have an Instapot, and ribs go really well in an Instapot. It seems odd because people think, oh no, you make soup and stew, but what it does is it just keeps the moisture in. So, you know, ribs are an easy one to dry out, right? So it just keeps everything in there, and the meat falls off the bone and the barbecue sauce like boils onto it. I mean, it's just so good. So I would definitely recommend that little cooking tip if you like ribs.
Well, now we're making everyone hungry as well, Emily. So our mission is accomplished there.
I'm feeling a little drooly.
Me too. And I've got my work t-shirt.
What does that mean when you're drooling for ribs? You've got your what?
My work t-shirt. I don't want to get it dirty yet. So
don't be drooling on your work clothes there. That's not a good look, Dave. Even if you're on the radio, we can tell.
Well, I've got to have a picture taken later today with, we're going to be interviewing an author for an upcoming thing they're going to be doing in Baraboo. So yeah, that's this afternoon. So I got to stay appropriately cleaned up until then. So we'll do my best.
If you go for ribs today, if you end up in a restaurant and having that kind of food, you need to have that like bib action, because that is... That's just funny. First of all,
yes,
long ago, I used to work at a little spaghetti house and we did the bib thing when it was like spaghetti night. We literally put bibs right on the people. They were those paper ones, but it was just this novelty. And it was, you know, I don't know. I was 15. So for me, I didn't love the idea of it. But like the look of it, a whole table full of like grown-ups out to eat with bibs on was just really funny as a teenager. So it's a good memory now looking back.
So
good visuals out there for you. Happy Monday morning.
Exactly. And, you know, we do have our sad faces on this morning as well because the Badgers lost, unfortunately, on Saturday.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I watched some of that game and I was like, you know, I'm going to bed. That's what it came down to. It was, do I stay up and watch a Badger game? I knew I'd get an extra hour of sleep in theory. No, I'm like, I'm going to bed at halftime. I don't even know what time that was, but it was early on Saturday night. I'm just like, no. And then the Packers.
Sleep is important.
Yeah. And then we had the Packers. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Guys, what happened there? And it went, I will say this, it did go as expected. I was betting that the Lions were going to beat us by about 13 points. They beat us by 10 in the grand scheme of things. We struggled.
You calling the spread almost exactly. Wow.
Yep.
That's not a good thing in this case because,
no.
You know, we always want to see our teams win, especially, you know, when you have a weekend of football. And as we know in this state, you know, college football is.
It's huge.
You know, I don't have the stats on this, but I want to say emotionally as charged as professional football, absolutely, if not more. So, you know, when we've got those two games back to back and they're both, you know, culminating up to losses, even if it's something that may have been guessed prior to, it doesn't matter. I mean, it just is kind of like a sad moment for our community. So, you know, try to wake up today with a happy face. I know it wasn't a good football weekend for Wisconsin, but you know, we got to persevere. Look towards the next one, right? That's what it's
right,
all about.
Right, and that's exactly it. And it could have been like the NASCAR finish yesterday. I was watching that in between the Packer game, running a laptop and a TV in the same room because I do have a little bit of interest in that. And, you know, first place, they knew who won the race. But as they go into their final week of racing next weekend, they take the top four in the playoffs, and that's who advances to the last round. Well, it got interesting because there was basically some blocking going on with the Chevy cars. I'm going to call them out and say it how it is. That's how I roll. So there was some blocking there trying so their driver could be that last person in the points position. So they'd be that fourth person. And then we had another car get involved in some shenanigans. And then he rolled the wall. And Wyman rolled along the wall. He literally drove his car against the side of the wall and hit the gas. There is a rule that clearly states you cannot do that. In the video of it's insane. You saw him riding along the side of the wall. It happened 2 years ago with Ross Chastain. They call it Hail Melon because he's a melon farmer, and that's how he got into the playoffs. And it's a dangerous thing to do. I mean, you're not controlling the car. And this guy didn't do it to the same extent as Chastain, but he literally rolled the wall, gas pedal just mashed for a little bit, advanced. 27 minutes later, NASCAR finally had a decision that he had a safety violation. 27 minutes later.
So wait, so I don't know a whole lot about NASCAR. I mean, I'm familiar with, you know, the idea of it, but I can't tell you that I've ever sat and watched it. It's certainly been on in the background in my life at certain times. But when you say rolling the wall, is that where so they're like up against the wall, there's like sparks flying, right? And they're just like jammed. And how does that benefit the race? Because they're getting around people? It seems like that would slow you down. I mean, I've been a person who have done, you know, some curb shots parking, and I can tell you it slows your car down. You don't like go flying when you're up against like a hard surface. So I'm just confused how that's helpful. So you can then get around everyone else who's correctly going.
Yes, you
lanes.
Can.
Is that okay?
You're basically using the wall to kind of counterbalance your car, and it keeps it right against the wall, and so you can go faster. You can literally have the accelerator floored, and you're not in control at that point. I'm just going to say it bluntly. Okay. And as a guy that's done some crazy stuff with motor vehicles before, statute of limitations is way past, thankfully. I can see how it works. I would never do it. I've driven a race car around Dells Raceway Park before. I would never consider it.
Yes. Ah, that's so cool.
It wasn't my
car. I'm just going to have to say, that's just coolness factor just clicked up a couple of notches because that is cool. I'm definitely a gearhead. Love cars. Love all the things. Love driving fast. Again, try not to. Don't do the things. Listen to Dave and Emily in the morning. Follow the traffic rules. Slow down all the good things. But yeah, as a person, I definitely have had some fun in vehicles too. So
yeah.
I think the idea of like driving a race car sounds incredible. And I think I'm probably one of those people who not knowing that was a violation, I probably would have been like cheering the guy on just because it's like a good show.
It's so cool.
Throwing sparks at your car, just going for it. I mean, that's pretty cool, right? But
yeah, it is.
safety first, follow the rules. And here's another example of do what we say, not what we do. Right?
Exactly. So you nailed it. Then the other thing that we do need to talk about is Quincy Jones passing away this weekend,
too. Yeah, oh my God. Broken heart. Sad. Just picture the heartbroken right now, like on me. What an incredible artist. What an incredible artist.
Yeah, I mean, he was the architect of Michael Jackson's Thriller. I mean, and he had the stars collide for the 1985's We Are the World. And when we go into our next break, I actually have put We Are the World in there because that song was huge back in the 1980s and the meaning of the song. There was so much into that song. All the artists that got together for that, he made this happen. So as a tribute to him, we're going to play that song this morning. I mean, he was 91 years old, so he did have a great life. And I mean, he just so many accomplishments. I mean, he did music scoring for The Bill Cosby Show, Sanford and Son, the miniseries Roots. He won an Emmy for all of this. I mean, it's just the amount of stuff that this guy did just amazes me. I mean, he co-produced The Color Purple. Yeah.
Yeah, like you were saying, I mean, Roots, that series was on. I'm familiar with that because apparently, according to my mom, that was the final episode when I was born, actually. So
everyone
in the birthing room was like looking at watching Roots, like the nurses and my mom. So like, I mean, it was a very important show, obviously, in terms of the content. So that was a long time ago. That was in the 70s, right? So then if you think about, I mean, and We Are the World, I can close my eyes right now and I can see everybody holding hands and singing. I mean, it was so impactful and moving for community, for people, for opening eyes, and just also, you know, kind of really just getting yourself out of your own head and out of your own life and thinking about the bigger picture. And, you know, in the 80s, that wasn't necessarily always the case. You know, people were really kind of focused on themselves and on this and what was going on right in front of their nose in the 80s. It was very much like go, 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 make your own life thing. And so to kind of take a step back and have that, let's call it a movement, right? Be so impactful. And it started with music and it started with Quincy Jones. I mean, that's just like you said, just hands down, so many accomplishments over such a long timeline. Still doing work up into his 80s and 90s. I mean, that is just
amazing.
You know, we should all be inspired, basically. So what a loss. But I mean, 91, that's a long life. So that's also something to be thankful for that we had him that long.
Yes, very much so. So he also started the company that did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in 2001. So you just look at all of that. So what we are going to do, we'll remind everyone about birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating or know someone is, text those in 608-355-9970. Emily and I'll talk about those right around 7:50 this morning. So what we're going to do next, we are going to play We Are the World because that is just something that I wanted to do this morning as a tribute. Then after that, I've got an interview with Jim from the Bearable Elks Lodge 688 talking about their Veterans Day dinner that's coming up. So we'll talk about all that stuff next. We'll have you back right around 7:50, Emily.
Sounds good. See you then.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you then.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
The Lions won their sixth straight and third straight at Lambeau Field, knocking off the Packers 24-14 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After the Packers opened with a field goal, the Lions reeled off 24 straight, including a pick six by Kirby Joseph with less than a minute to go in the first half. Packers dropped to 6-3. They're 0-2 against the NFC North and will head into their bye week. Wisconsin got blown out by Iowa 42-10 on Saturday night in Iowa City. Braden Locke was picked off twice in the loss as the Badgers dropped to 5-4 with a game against top-ranked Oregon in 2 weeks in Madison. Brewers picked up the club option for starting pitcher Freddie Peralta, but declined the option for Devin Williams, sending him to arbitration. Meanwhile, the best fielders in Major League Baseball recognized among the group of first-time Gold Glove winners, Brewers' Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang. College basketball season tips off tonight. Marquette hosting Stony Brook. Wisconsin is home against Holy Cross. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 FM. There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are.
Better day, just you and me.
and so we all must lend a helping hand. We are the world. We are the children.
We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Seven Max FM, Dave Grant joined by Jim from the Bearable Elks Lodge 688. Jim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Dave. Thanks for allowing us to come in and talk about some of our activities.
You bet. We are so happy to do that. And you have an activity that's coming up very soon. This will be happening on Tuesday, November 12th. It is your Veterans Day dinner. Please tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Actually, I want to just back up one day. November 11th, we're going to help celebrate Veterans Day at Veterans Day at St. Clair Meadows at 2 o'clock. There's six veterans in there, and the Elks really love the veterans. We try to help as much as we can. So we're going to be there on the 11th, but on the November 12th, Veterans Day dinner is at the Elks Lodge, which is now at 401 Oak Street, Baraboo. We moved out of the mansion several years ago. And we're going to be serving from 4:30 to 7:30.
And what's on the menu that day?
Yes, thanks for asking that, too. We've kicked it up quite a bit from previous years. We have a member who was a previous chef in a previous life, and he's kicked it up to meatloaf, mashed potatoes and gravy, and a side and desserts. All veterans are free of charge.
That's fantastic. Now, if someone besides a veteran would like to attend, can they attend, and how much are tickets for this?
Sure, thanks. Tickets for adults are $10 and for children, $5. And we hope to have a big crowd for this. We usually do. And we also, Dave, just so you know, we will deliver to people's homes if for the shut-ins.
That is fantastic. So if someone needs a delivery or needs more information, Jim, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you?
For now, I guess call me personally at 608-963-6726.
Okay, so thank you. They can give you a call if they need a meal delivered or if they need more information. And one more time, Jim, what is your number?
608-963-6726.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Jim. Again, the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688 Veterans Day dinner, that will be on Tuesday, November 12th from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Baraboo Elks Lodge 688. They're located at 401 Oak Street here in Baraboo. Jim, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate you stopping in.
Thanks, Dave.
This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have an online-only auction for the David Filiaw Estate and D&J Auto and Cycle Repair of Muscadet. That online-only auction ends Tuesday at 9 a.m. There's a preview at the property today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This auction features motorcycles, tools, and other items. The catalog is open and posted for bidding at GavinBros.com. Then on Wednesday, we have an online-only real estate auction for a property just outside of Reedsburg on Highway 33. On Thursday, we have 127 acres real estate auction, two parcels of vacant land located in the town of Hillsboro, Vernon County. More information on that can be found on our website at GavinBros.com. Then on Friday is the Larry Kerner Estate live auction. We're starting at 9 a.m. That's located between Baraboo and Portage off of Highway W. More details at GavinBros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be sure to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, even an isolated thunderstorm possible today. Our high 65 with wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20. Rain tonight, quarter to a half inch possible, low of 54. Tomorrow, more scattered showers with a high of 63. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59. 99.7.
That's what I-
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Caught up in a web of lies, but it was just too late to know.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:48 a.m. on Monday morning. We're going to take a quick look at your weather forecast, and we'll get into birthdays and anniversaries. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app to text those in. Today, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be cloudy with a high of 66. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances continue, fog setting in later tonight with a low right around 55 degrees. On Tuesday, morning fog, possibly thunderstorms, shower chances throughout the day with a high of 62. There is a slight chance we could see the possibility of severe weather tomorrow. I just received word from one of our meteorologists about that, and we will now be monitoring that as well, as he's going to be busy with some other things. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 54. On Thursday, sunny, a high of 57, as well as on Friday. A sneak peek into the weekend. It looks like we have a pretty decent chance of showers this weekend. It's a little early to guarantee that, but we will monitor that. Currently outside, 60 degrees, Emily. It is absolutely beautiful out there temp-wise right now.
Yeah, I think so too. Like I said, it feels like weirdly balmy. I don't know if that's the right word for this, but like balmy is just it's a family favorite word of when you expect it to be colder and then it's not. So I'll take it, man.
Human.
I mean, yeah, it's weird. I think because of all the rain and stuff, there's definitely some moisture in the air. So yeah, it's just, again, not quite right for right now, but that's okay. You know,
no.
We've got plenty of cold weather in our future. So, and then it sounds like maybe even some changes in the forecast a little bit with some severe weather maybe coming. So that's great that you guys stay on top of that. Thank you for those of us that are out and about.
Yeah, Corey Hartman was messaging me, and I've got the picture up on my screen. He literally just messaged me moments ago of that possibility, and so I'll be now monitoring that situation tomorrow morning into the afternoon, possibly into the evening a little bit, and so I'm still getting additional details on that because that was definitely not on my radar. I had been, no pun intended, I had been looking at the Storm Prediction Center stuff earlier on Sunday and said, yeah, I don't think we have to worry about it. And now there's a slight chance, and I will say it's just a slight chance just because based on the temperatures, that's where I'm looking at it as well. And so we're looking at temperatures in the 60s tomorrow, and if we have rain and thunderstorms in the morning, that'll kind of keep everything settled down. So that's what I'm looking at right now. We definitely are going to see rain tomorrow, so if you are voting, you want to take your umbrella with you. But it's a slight chance. I don't want to scare anyone, but we definitely monitor these things. And he's our chief meteorologist, and he'll be busy at HQ tomorrow. So, yeah.
He's on it, though. He is. Another person that works all the time and works really hard. So, a little round of applause. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we've got a very good boss. I'm very happy to be working for him and Aaron, I can honestly say. And we actually had the boss man in here on Saturday for the Oldies Show. He actually produced a show, too. And so I was a little shocked. I was planning on producing it. I was just the guest co-host. And so.
Well, fun for you.
It was.
It's so nice for you to just jump in and talk, right?
Yeah, it was
great. I know a little bit about that, and it is fun.
Well, and you know, we will make a formal announcement probably later this week on who your permanent host is that will be working with you going forward. If anyone
excited.
Was listening to the Oldies Show, you probably already know the answer to that, but we were not supposed to be officially announcing anything with that yet. So, yeah, Corey let the cat out of the bag a little early on that one. So
he's a tricky one, that guy. Just kidding, Corey.
Yeah, no, it was all good. So we just got a good chuckle out of it. So, yeah, we are hoping to make that announcement yet this week, and that way everyone knows kind of what's going on, maybe on Thursday or something along those lines with everything going on this week. So we'll keep you in the loop. We don't want to make too many changes. So let's talk about birthdays or anniversaries. Last chance to text those in, 608-355-9970, or use the free Civic Media app to text those in to us now. Emily, who do you see on our celebrity birthday list today?
Yeah, so it's not a super long list, and there's a bunch of them on here that I don't recognize. That doesn't mean anything about celebrities, because I don't necessarily always keep myself in the know of the things. But a couple of, one that I'm going to shout out right now that I love is Matthew McConaughey. He's just hilarious. I love him in everything he does. He's 55 today, so happy birthday, Matthew McConaughey. November 4th, also Ralph Macchio, which is actually I'm going to pronounce it correctly, Macchio, because it's an Italian last name. So
I knew it. That's why I let you do that.
The K sound. Yeah, but I grew up with him, you know, in Karate Kid, obviously.
Right,
he played Daniel LaRusso in Cobra Kai and the Karate Kid movies. So he is, he's a crowd favorite. I mean, he's a family favorite. He's just a fantastic actor. And he, I think, was just a year or two older than me when Karate Kid came out. So he, like, felt like a peer. Like, I was like, oh, I know him, the Karate Kid. He's my buddy. So anyways, that's a fun one to see. That he is 63. Yeah, he's a few more than a few years older than me. So Kathy Griffin, also a very funny lady. She's 64, classic ginger redhead, just real sassy. She's always great to hear live. She does a really nice, like, make fun of yourself kind of style of comedy. So, like, nobody is safe from her in a really good comedic way. So I think she's really sharp. I like her style. And then Laura Bush is 78. So happy birthday to that list. What do you see, Dave?
All right. So I saw a couple of them on here. We had Curtis Stone is 49. He's an Aussie celebrity chef. Trisha Cantella, 45. She's a Real World and Surreal Life star. And one of my favorites, of course, is Jeff Probst. He is 63 years old. He is the host of Survivor. And when I saw that he was 63 years old, I was just blown away by that because he does not act his age. And, you know, this year I could say, honestly, when I was watching Survivor, I could tell that he's just a little bit older, but I would never have guessed 63 years old. So, you know, that is just, it's amazing.
You just gotta keep yourself busy and doing stuff. You know, if you're busy and doing stuff and keep creating and keep yourself out there, you know, working or, you know, whatever your life looks like, if you just keep doing stuff, you know, it kind of keeps you young. So I think that that's a good example, right?
It definitely is. And then wrapping up the ones that I saw, Laura Bush is 78 years old. So, I mean, I didn't realize she was 78. I mean, that is just, that's amazing, you know. So, you know, happy birthday to all of them. And we
I've got a super quick little shout out, if that's okay.
Go for it.
I'm Sandy's birthday today. So happy birthday, Sandy. We got to celebrate on Sunday.
Nice.
Saturday. So we had some good food and we got to watch a little bit of the Badger game together and just have some good family time. So happy birthday, Sandy.
Definitely happy birthday to Sandy. And I have a local birthday as well. Miss Gina Stewart. It is her birthday today. So happy birthday, Gina, if you happen to be listening. We used to work together and we're both in two different places now as well. So I hope having a great
day.
I hope Mark is spoiling her today. And Mark, if you're listening, it's Gina's birthday today. I guarantee she didn't let you forget, but happy birthday to Gina. She's a fantastic lady.
It's nice to be reminded on the radio though. Hey, buddy, it's your girl's birthday. Do something. If you haven't already, better get to the store and make some breakfast in bed or something. That's great. Way to go, Dave. Way to be looking out there for your old friends.
Yes, exactly. You know, I got to do it. And Gina's just so awesome. So I hope she does have a great birthday. And if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we hope you all are having a great birthday or great anniversaries. So what we're going to do next, Emily, is we're going to get at least one more song in, and then you and I will be back at 8:10. We're going to talk about Pets of the Week. We'll play another song, and then we'll talk about calendar days. So we have a little bit of an accelerated schedule today because it is Monday. We have Hanging with Havel and Maddie coming up. That'll be right around 8:25 this morning because they have a lot to talk about. So, Emily, you'll be back with me right around 8:10.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds good. We'll see you then.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
paid for by a committee to elect Joan Baldwig.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.